Welcome to the Effortless English Show with the world's number one English teacher, A.J. Hoag, where A.J.'s more than 40 million students worldwide finally learn English once and for all, without the boring textbooks, classrooms, and grammar drills. Here's A.J. with a quick piece to help you learn to speak fluent English effortlessly.
'Cause you gotta have faith, faith, faith. Yeah, you gotta have faith, faith, faith. Yeah! Our topic is faith, 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 faith. That's what we're talking about today. Faith, the power of faith to help you speak English powerfully. Well, that's interesting. Seems like they're not connected. How are they connected? Faith and learning English. Well, they are, and I'm going to tell you today on the Effortless English Show, you'll learn how to use faith to succeed faster with English. First of all, what does faith mean? Well, it has different flavors of meaning. The general meaning of faith is something like trust. Trust. If you have faith in something, to have faith in is how we say it. That's the usual phrase. To have faith in. I have faith in my mom and dad, for example. It means you trust them. You trust them to take care of you. You trust them to do the right thing. So it's a kind of a deep, powerful trust. Now, of course, it can also have a religious meaning, to have faith in God, for example. So you have a deep, deep, deep trust in God. Or Buddha, Tao, Dharmakaya, Brahman, whatever word you want to use. Doesn't matter. So a deep, deep, deep trust. How can this deep, deep trust help you learn English? That's a good question. Well, let me tell you one of the problems I often see. I get these questions on Twitter and Gab a lot from students, for example. I'll get these questions where people ask, AJ, how can I know that your effortless English system will work for me? How can I know? Right? They don't want to try something different. They don't want to try something new. They're scared to do something differently, right? They're still using the old methods, the grammar methods. They're not getting success, because that's the first question I always ask. I ask, well, what are you doing now? Oh, you know, textbooks, school. My second question I always ask, well, is that working? Are you successful? Are you speaking English well? Do you feel confident when you speak English? And almost always they say no. So the old ways are not working, but they're afraid to try something new. And then they ask me, how can I know? How can I know it will work? How can I know I will be successful? Let me give you, I'll give you my quick answer, which is a half joking and half serious. And my quick answer is, you can't know. You cannot know. I cannot prove it to you right now, 100%, that definitely you will succeed with effortless English. Okay? You can't know something completely until you do it, until you experience it. Okay? In other words, you can never know the future completely. None of us can. No one can. So, here's where we get to faith. To succeed in life, anything in life. In fact, to do anything in life, you must have faith. Faith is the foundation. It is the basis. It is the first thing we need for any kind of success in anything. And really, for any kind of action in life, we need faith. this deep trust. A deep trust, even though we don't have 100% proof, we still need this faith. I want to read three different quotes from Aldous Huxley. Aldous Huxley, great writer. He has some three great quotes about faith, and we'll talk about these and then why they're important for English learning. And really, for your whole life. Quote number one. Faith is at the root of all organized thinking. Science and technology could not exist unless we had faith in the reliability of the universe. That's interesting. What is he saying in there? Well, what Huxley is saying, he's saying that often we're taught that faith is the opposite of science, but in fact, it's not true. In fact, for science to happen, for technology to happen, we must have faith, right? We must have trust. And what is that trust? What is that faith all scientists must have? Well, they must have faith. They must have trust that the universe is reliable. In other words, that there are patterns, that if something happens one way, then it will happen the same way again and again and again. It's not all random. It's not like completely random and everything that happens we'll never know. We can't predict. We'll never know because there's no pattern. There's no meaning to the universe. Nothing is reliable. Right? So if there was nothing reliable in the universe, if everything just changed, if gravity, for example, changed every day, one day it's strong, the next day it's weak, and it was constantly changing. If we couldn't trust that, then there would be no science. And we have to admit that, okay, so we have evidence, okay, gravity does continue to be the same every day, but we really have no proof that tomorrow it won't change. How do we know? Right? There is a kind of faith that we just assume, we have faith, we trust that in general, there is some kind of order, meaningful order in the universe. That's what Huxley's saying. Next quote. We have faith in the atomic theory, even though we ourselves may never have performed all of the experiments. It's Aldous Huxley again. Okay, so this is another kind of faith, another kind of deep trust, where we, for example, we have trust in certain scientific teachings, right? The atomic theory that things, matter, is created from atoms. Well, how do we really know that? We learn it in books. Scientists tell us, but have you actually seen an atom? I have never seen an atom. Have you done the experiments yourself? You read about the experiments, but have you actually done them all yourself to prove to yourself that actually, yes, there are atoms? Well, unless you're a physicist, probably not. And yet we have faith. We have faith in the many, many, many different scientists who have done these experiments. Right? That's a kind of trust. We're trusting that they're telling us the truth. We're trusting that the experiments were done correctly, done well. Final quote, quote number three. We must have faith in the wisdom of ancient sages, prophets, and philosophers. Wisdom that we know we can verify ourselves if willing to live as they did. Aldous Huxley again. Now we're going from science to spirituality or even religion. And what he's saying is that just as we have faith in scientists and their experiments, even though we didn't do it ourselves, we should also have faith in the many, many wise men and women, the prophets, That's not like prophet's money. It's P-R-O-P-H-E-T-S. The prophet's the sages. A sage is a wise man or woman. And the great philosophers. We need to have faith in their psychological experiments, their mental experiments, their spiritual experiments and experiences, their wisdom, right? Their deep, deep knowledge and understanding. And it's not blind faith. It's not blind faith. We just trust them for no reason. No, we have faith that if we live like they did, right? If we do what they did, if we meditate like they did, if we pray like they did, if we live simple, good lives like they did, if we follow all the things they said to do, then we can find the truth that they were teaching. We can also have that experience, that spiritual truth, that waking up, whatever you want to call it. That's a kind of faith too. So how is this connected to English, you ask? Well, to have basic success, to achieve any goal, you must have faith that it's possible. First of all, you must have faith that you can do it. How do you know you can speak English confidently and fluently with a nice, clear American accent? How do you really know? Until you do it, you don't really know. So you must have faith. You have to have that deep, deep trust. We call this a leap of faith. You take a big step saying, you know what? I don't know for sure, but I'm going to do it. You have faith in the process of effortless English. Because you see that many, many other people succeeded with the same method. So you have a deep faith, a deep trust that, you know, if I follow this, I'm patient and I do it, I also will succeed. That is a kind of faith. There's a second kind of faith. You have faith in yourself, faith in your own ability to learn, faith in your own strength. See, in schools, they teach you to trust the expert always, the teacher, the boss. And they teach you, don't trust yourself. Don't have faith in yourself because they want you to be weak. But I say the opposite. Have faith in yourself. You can learn. You know you can learn. You've learned so many things in your life. So trust yourself. Trust yourself. Trust yourself that you can do it. Trust yourself that with enough time and focus and patience, you can do it. You will learn. You will get better. You're strong enough. You are. And finally, the deepest kind of faith. Have faith in a higher power, a higher meaning, that the universe does have meaning, that there is a kind of larger, bigger power. Any name you want to use for that, that we're all connected to, that we come from and go back to. There's a big, huge whole that we're a part of and that it supports you, that life is not random. That will also give you a deep, deep faith and strength to keep going, to keep pushing forward when your life is very difficult. And you know, in my VIP lesson, I did a very long and detailed lesson about this higher purpose, this higher meaning, this deepest kind of faith. And I'll probably do some more VIP lessons on this topic because it's a big topic and it's powerful. So you gotta have faith. Let's go to Twitter quickly. One question on Twitter. Okay, here's a question from Ali Adele. AJ, my teacher, my final exams are in 15 days and I'm very busy. I'm too busy to continue with the Power English course. What should I do? That's okay. People ask me this sometimes. They get very worried because they need to take a break. Oh, my job is very busy. I don't have time right now for the Power English course. I don't even have 1 hour a day. Now, that usually is not true. Usually you have the time. What you don't have is the energy or the focus. So if you increase your energy, you will be able to do it. But anyway, we'll talk about that another time. I'll assume that if you really don't have the time, it's okay to take a break. In other words, that's my short answer. It's fine to take a break sometimes from Effortless English. You can take a break from the course if you need like 1 or 2 weeks because you got to do something else. then it's okay. You can take a break. Just come back. That's the main thing. Come back. Don't make the break long. The longer you take a break, the longer it will take to get back to your level. Because, you know, every day you miss, you'll start going backwards. You'll start forgetting a little bit. You know, 1 week, 2 weeks is okay. More than 2 weeks, then you will start forgetting more and more. You'll start losing, going backwards a bit. And, you know, it happens sometimes. It's okay. You're just going to have to start again. So try to make your breaks short. Sometimes you need a break. It's okay. Your brain needs to rest. That's natural. That's okay. Don't worry about it. But my point is that make your break short. Okay. As always, go to effortlessenglishclub.com. Effortlessenglishclub.com. Have faith. Join my Power English course. See you next time. Bye for now.